U.S. markets closed higher on Friday as the latest economic data solidified investor expectations for a rate cut on Wednesday. Data showed U.S. private employment unexpectedly falling in November, but was countered by better-than-expected initial jobless claims and job cut readings. The Fed's preferred inflation metric, the core PCE index, fell to its lowest level since May. All in all, the data reinforced expectations for another 25 basis point rate cut on Wednesday. During the week, Netflix announced a deal to acquire the studio and streaming assets of Warner Brothers Discovery for approximately $82.7 billion. At the end of last week, we also saw the rand strengthen to the US dollar, dipping below 17 rand to the dollar. Looking at the week ahead, all focus will be on the Fed's final interest rate decision for the year. December rate cut expectations have been on a bit of a roller coaster since last month, but recent data has reinforced rate cut expectations. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's press conference will also be in focus for policy outlook and market sentiment into 2026. Other central banks are meeting this week, including Bank of Australia, Bank of Canada, and the Swiss National Bank, who are all expected to keep rates unchanged. Other economic data include U.S. consumer inflation expectations, JOLTS job openings, and trade data. In China this morning, trade data showed stronger than expected exports, but weaker imports as domestic demand remained sluggish. Turning to South Africa, data was broadly positive, with third quarter GDP rising 0.5% quarter over quarter in line with expectations on a broad-based improvement across sectors. Additionally, fourth quarter business confidence edged higher, suggesting the economy is regaining momentum after subdued mid-year. On the earnings front, Absa is up over 3% this morning, reiterating the positive tone seen from First Rand, Nedbank, and Standard Bank last week. Overall, the banks continue to point to an improving operating environment with strong credit quality and expectations for a re-acceleration in loan growth in 2026. Looking ahead, key releases this week include consumer confidence on Tuesday, retail sales on Wednesday, and inflation expectations on Friday. That's it for now. Have a great week.